There was going to be the launch of the Yes Vote campaign by the Honorable Prime Minister at the hall opposite Mshandela Pamwe Hotel in Highfield. What happened is people started congregating around 5 p.m. The hall was packed to the rafters with people. Some were actually outside the hall because there were too many people there. Then when I arrived just before 6 p.m. tonight, I saw two truckloads of riot police officers. They were in full riot gear, complete with their tear gas canisters. And when I walked towards the hall, I then realized that Honorable Chamisa, the National Organizing Secretary, was already there. He was talking to the police officers, to the officer who appeared to have been in charge of the contingent of police officers who were there. And when I went there, I then realized that the police were actually advising us to either disperse our supporters from the hall, or if we didn't do that, they were threatening to throw some tear gas canisters right inside the hall as a way of forcing people to get out of the hall. So we naturally thought that it was not going to be good for us to jeopardize people's lives by letting the police throw tear gas canisters. We agreed reluctantly to cancel the gathering. It's very unfortunate because this had been advised, the police had been advised by Mr. Ian Makoni, a secretary in the Prime Minister's office. They were aware of this gathering. They were aware that the Prime Minister was going to address, but in typical ZANU-PF fashion, all they are trying to do is to disturb the MDC activities and frustrate our supporters and just make sure that very few people go and vote at the referendum.
But this constitution, if we are not mistaken, is a negotiated document between the MDCs and ZANU-PF. What would the problem be if the Prime Minister wants to campaign for a yes vote? Is ZANU-PF not doing the same?
You realize that there is a certain faction, what I prefer to call the chaos faction of ZANU-PF. We have never really wanted the country to have a new constitution. So what I think their strategy is just to make sure that there will be a very low voter turnout in the referendum. Because they know that if we mobilize, if the MDC is allowed to freely mobilize for the Yes Vote campaign, thousands, if not millions of people of Zimbabweans are going to vote yes in the election. And ZANU-PF obviously is not happy if the Yes Vote gets a resounding approval from the majority of the people, particularly from areas that they know are MDC strongholds, like Harare, for instance.